好，第九章。
And chapter 9.
约伯第一次来回答比勒达的这个论述。
And Job's reply to Bildad.
第九章是说约伯要向谁申诉啊？
And here in chapter 9 it records to whom can Job plead his case?
他承认神的这个智慧跟能力。
And he acknowledges God's wisdom and mighty power.
好，第一节。
Verse 1.
约伯回答说：“我真知道是这样，但人在神面前怎能成为义呢？”
Verse 1. Then Job answered and said, verse 2. Truly, I know that it is so, but how can a man be in the right before God?
约伯认同他朋友讲的没有错啊。
And Job said that what his friend said was right.
神不会丢弃完全人啊。
God will not reject a blameless man.
神也不会扶助恶人啊。
Nor take the hand of evil doers.
他说，你讲的这个我知道啊。
And what he said, I know.
神赏善罚恶啊。
God will reward the ones who do good and punish those who do evil.
神不会离弃义人的这个原则啊。
And God's principle is that he will not reject a blameless man.
但是人在神面前怎么成为义呢？
But how can a man be in the right before God?
就是意思说做到神眼中的完全。
So that it means that how can a person be perfect and complete before God?
不受他的责备。
And not be rebuked by him.
对啊，约伯就说，对啊，我就是往这一条路在走啊。
And Job says, yes, I am on this path.
但是神的标准到底在哪里？
But what is the standard of God?
有办法做到神眼中的完全吗？
Is there a possibility of being perfect and complete in the eye of God?
其实这也是一个那个约伯用法律上的一个用语啦。
And this is also Job's words according to the law.
就是说一个人怎么能在诉讼上胜过神？
That can anyone be right before God?
所以这是他现在的一个疑问啊。
And this is his question.
对啊，你们讲的没有错，神扶助义人啊。
Yes, you are right that God will help the blameless man.
但我就是往这个方向在走的啊。
And yet I am on this path.
但是我现在的遭遇跟你们讲的，对啊，神有扶助义人吗？
But what I am experiencing is different from what you say. Does God really help the blameless man?
神的标准在哪里？
And what is the standard of God?
那以利华也问过相同的这个问题嘛。
And Eliphaz has also asked the same question.
四章十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
四章十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
必死的人岂能比神公义吗？人岂能比照他的主洁净吗？
Verse 17, can mortal man be in the right before God? Can a man be pure before his maker?
但是这个以利华是从神的大能跟必朽坏的人之间这个差异做了否定的答案。
And therefore Eliphaz came up with the answer of no between can a mortal man be right before God?
但是约伯充分察觉到这个困难。
And Job really understood the difficulties behind this.
但是他没有被这个问题吓到了。
But he was not afraid of this question.
约伯说他真知道是这样没有错。
And Job said that he truly knows it is so.
但是他对啊，神的标准在哪里？
But where is the standard of God?
但是以利华是说不可能。
And Eliphaz surely said no.
人怎么成为义呢？
How can a person be in the right?
但是圣经告诉我们，我们怎么能成为义呢？
But the Bible tells us how can we be righteous?
看罗马书三章二十一节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 3 verse 21.
罗马书三章二十一节。
Romans 3:21.
二十一节。
21.
但如今神的义在律法以外经显明出来，有律法和先知为证。二十二节。
22.
就是神的义，因信耶稣基督要加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
Verse 21 and 22, 21, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. Verse 22, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction.
我们只能依靠耶稣来担当我们的罪。
We can only rely on Lord Jesus Christ to bear our sins.
我们才能在神的面前成为义啊。
And that is how we are deemed righteous before God.
好，我们看回来。
And let's look back.
约伯记九章。
Book of Job, chapter 9.
第三节。
Verse 3.
约伯说：“谁能与神争辩呢？”
If one wishes to contend with God,
人不可能成为神争辩的对象。
And man cannot be the subject to contend with God.
神也不与人争辩。
God does not contend with men.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约伯说：“谁向神刚硬而得亨通呢？”
Verse 4. Who has hardened himself against him and succeeded?
他说：“神心里有智慧，而且有大能，大能大力。”
He said that God is wise in heart and mighty in strength.
其实这也是约伯对神尊敬的一种口气。
And this also shows Job's reverence to God.
真的没有谁能跟神争辩的。
There is not a single person who can contend with God.
好，第五节到十三节。
Verse 5 to verse 13.
约伯说，谁能在神面前被宣判无罪呢？
And who can be exonerated before God?
因为神的权柄统管万有。
Because the authority of God governs over everything.
神有这个创造万有跟毁坏万有的权柄跟能力。
God has the authority to create all things and also destroy all things.
第九节到第十节。
Verse 9 to verse 10.
神行大事不可测度。
And theHe does great things beyond searching out.
就是说神的奇妙我们无法去领会去理解。
Is that the wonderful things of God that God does is beyond our comprehension.
十一节。
Verse 11.
他说神行事我却看不见也不知觉。
Behold, he passes by me and I see him not.
就是说神不受时间空间的限制。
That God is not restrained by time and space.
十二节到十三节。
12 to 13.
神的旨意没有人可以来阻挡。
And no one can betroth the plan of God.
我们有办法阻挡神要做的事情吗？
Are we able to turn against what God has deemed to do?
我们可以来询问说，神啊，你为什么要做这件事情吗？
Can we ask God, God, why have you done this?
所以我们没办法去阻挡。
And therefore, we cannot thwart the will of God.
十三节。
13.
神必不收回他的怒气，扶住拉哈伯的屈身在他以下。
13. God will not turn back his anger beneath him bow the helpers of Rahab.
这个拉哈伯他原文的意思就是海怪。
And the original text of Rahab is actually a sea monster.
他的原文的意思是说，这个行动好像狂风一样。
That the actions of the sea monsters are like a wild wind.
扶住拉哈伯的。
And the helpers of Rahab.
就是拉哈伯的同伙还是他的助手了。
Means that the helpers or his assistants.
都屈身在他以下，屈身在他就是神了，也屈身在神以下。
They still bow beneath God.
就是说，连那个这么有能力的这种海怪。
So even the sea creature with such a great strength and power,
都要服在神的手下了。
Will bow beneath God.
何况我们人呢？
What more so should man?
所以面对神的伟大，神的智慧跟能力。
So in front of the greatness and the wisdom of God.
约伯看到自己的不足。
Job has seen that he has fallen short.
第二段。
The second section.
约伯表明对神的不满。
Job expressed his discontent with God.
就是受苦者满腹的这个疑问疑难。
And so in his affliction, he had a lot of many questions.
14节、16节，他说他不敢向神申辩。
He said that he did not dare to contend with God.
他就说何况是我呢？
And what more, even more me?
因为14节是接着13节，他想说那个海怪拉哈伯也伏在神底下嘛。
And so in verse 13, Job has just said that even Rahab, this sea creature, bowed beneath God.
十四节。
Verse 14.
即使这样，我怎敢回答他呢？怎敢选择言语与他争辩论呢
？How then can I answer him, choosing my words with him?
虽然他觉得他有意。
Even though he felt that he was in the right.
也不敢回答神。
But he cannot answer him.
只向那审判他的神恳求。
But he must appeal for mercy to his accuser or his judge.
十六节。
Verse 16.
他说我若呼吁他就应允我。
I summoned him and he answered me.
但是很矛盾的。
But what was controversial is,
约伯说我能不信他真的听我的声音。
But Job said that he would not believe that, that God was listening to his voice.
啊，这一段就是感觉好像哈、哦。一个在法庭的哈，一个画面，好像听证会在法庭一个画面。
And in chapter 9, it gives us the environment of just being like at a hearing.
啊，约伯请求神哈啊，来亲自到法庭来。
And God asked Job, Job asked God to come to court.
但是他也很担心说哈，神是不是哈聆听他的冤情。
But he was also questioning whether God really saw his afflictions.
但是他还是坚持到底。
But he still wanted to endure to the end.
哦，我刚刚说哈，约伯是慢慢在进步的。
And I just said that Job was slowly improving.
哦，他现在担心，哎，神会听我吗
？And now he is worrying, will God really listen to my voice?
哦，我们看31章的35节。
Let's look at chapter 31, verse 35.
31章35节。
Chapter 31, verse 35.
35节。
35.
唯愿有一位肯听我，看哪、啊，在这里我所画押的，愿全能者回答我。
35. Oh, that I had one to hear me. Here is my signature. Let the Almighty answer me. Oh, that I had the indictment written by my adversary.
哦、你看、哦、他慢慢在进步、哦、
And he is slowly improving.
他前面不是说，哎，神会听我吗
？And in the beginning, he was questioning whether God would listen to his voice.、
哦、他现在说，愿全能者回答我。
And now he is saying, let the Almighty answer me.、
哦、不但是神、哦、听我讲话、哦、他也愿神、哦、神、哦啊、来、啊、到法庭来回答他了。
And not only is he willing to let God hear him, but also willing to let God come to the court and answer him.
哦，然后哈、哦，证实他所期盼的没有落空。
And to confirm that what he has hoped for will not be in vain.
神到最后真是亲自出现来跟他讲话，回答他。
And really later on, God truly appeared to him in person and replied his questions.
38章第1节。
Chapter 38, verse 1.
38章第1节。
Chapter 38, verse 1.
那时耶和华神从旋风当中回答约伯说。
38, verse 1. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said.
哦，所以我们要看约伯记，要看整体哈。
And so therefore, when we look at the book of Job, we should look at it as a whole part.
哦，人的信心不是一天两天就可以建立信心的。
Because a person's faith is not determined by one day or two.
哦，就是在那个整个患难的过程当中，在那边，哦，在那边激荡嘛。
But the faith is slowly stabilized through time in the affliction.
哦，他说他一开始担心说，对呀、啊，我要跟神讲啊，要全部告诉耶稣啊，都告诉耶稣啊。
In the beginning, he said, "Yes, I will tell it all to Jesus."
啊，但是耶稣会听我吗？会听我讲的吗
？But will Jesus listen to what I say?
诶，后来他又更期待说，不但是听我讲，也回答我问他的。
And later on, not only will he did he confirm that Jesus will listen to what he says, but also will come to the court and answer him.
所以代表他的祷告、他的呼求，人都在听啊。
It means that God heard his prayers and his cries.
哦，也代表说他的祷告蒙神的应允啊。
Is that his prayers were also answered by God?
所以神到最后真的亲自出来。回答他、啊、
And really, God, in the end, God spoke to him in person.
但是这个是有过程的哦。
But this had a process.
哦，好，我们看回来第9章的17节到21节这一段哈。
Let's turn back to chapter 9, verse 17 to 21.
好，这个是过程哦。刚刚那个过程，我是先跳哈，先跳着讲哈。
And I was just jump around, and we will look at the process.
这一段他说哈，如果我哈抗辩只有哈神哈更定我的罪了。
And if I just look at God, He will crushes me, and he reasoning with God will condemn him even more.
17节。
Verse 17.
哦，约伯说神毫不留情的哈使他无故的受伤害。
And really, he Job said that God has contended him without reason.
18节。
Verse
18. 约伯说神毫无连续的心啊，无情的对待他。
And verse 18, it records that God really didn't treat him harshly.
19节。
Verse 19.
他说谁能将神传来法庭呢？叫神来法庭。
Is there anyone who can call God to the court?
看19节。
Verse 19.
论力量，他真有力量。若论审判，他说：“谁能将我传来呢
？”If it is a contest of strength, behold, he is mighty. If it is matter of justice, who can summon him？
所以我说，为什么前面我讲说，哎，那个就好像一个法庭的一个画面，有没有？我们这样连起来，你就知道。你看喽、他希望、就是说神来法庭来听他申诉嘛。
And that is why I said the sitting was just like a hearing in the court, that he hoped God would come to the court and listen to what he has to say.
但是谁能叫谁叫神来呢
？But who can summon God to come to the court?
20节。
20。
他说他虽然有意无辜了
And so even though he was in the right,
但是还是被神强逼认罪啊。
But he was condemned by God.
20节。
Verse 20.
我虽有意，自己的口要定我为有罪；我虽完全，我口必显为我为弯曲。
Verse 20. Though I am in the right, my own mouth will condemn me.
这里不是说约伯认罪啊，说对，我有罪。
And this is not Job admitting that he has sinned.
是我被强逼强逼说你认罪，你有罪，被强逼强逼认罪了。
But rather, God will force him to repent and say that he has sinned.
21节。
21.
我本完全不顾自己，我厌恶生命。
21. I am blameless. I regard not myself. I loathe my life.
他认为他宁愿死也不愿意蒙受这个不白之冤。
And he even wished to die instead of facing this unjust.An unjust situation.
22节到24节
22-24.
约伯指责神不公平。
And Job has said that God is not just.
为什么？
Why did he say that God is not just?
因为善恶没有分别，都是一样。
Because God did not discern the good from the evil, and all have fallen the same.
完全人和恶人神都灭绝。
God destroys both the blameless and the wicked.
所以义人受苦就成为别人的笑谈。
And so when the blameless are in an affliction, it becomes the others will laugh at him.
所以世界就交在恶人的手中。
And the earth is given into the hand of the wicked.
24节。
24.
世界交在恶人手中，蒙蔽世界审判官的脸，若不是他，是谁呢？
24. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. It covers the face of its judges. If it is not he, who then is it?
就是神你啊。
It is God.
对啊，你是主宰者啊。
You are the Almighty.
不是你，不然是谁
？If it is not you, then who is he?
所以他认为神不公平，善恶不分呢、啊。
So he feels that God is not just and does not discern the good from the evil.
第三段。
And the third part.
第九章的25节到35节。
Chapter 9, verse 25 to 35.
约伯自叹他投诉无门呢、啊。
And Job is saying that even though he has shouted out his afflictions, no one is there to hear.
他前面不是讲说，哎呀，谁能传神来法院呢？
In the first part, he said, "Who can summon him?"
他觉得他投诉无门。
And he felt that there was no one that could summon God, and no one to voice his complaints.
他前面指责神这个不公平嘛，善恶不分嘛。
Because he has just said that God is not just and does not discern good from evil.
对啊，这个审判官的脸都被蒙蔽了啊！我要去哪里投诉啊
？So even the judge is not here. Where shall I go to make my voice heard?
25节26节。
25 and 26。
他叹息人生的短暂。
And he is complaining that life is very short.
他说他的生命他的日子比跑信的更快。
Says that his days are swifter than a runner.
以前没有那个邮差嘛，送信都是人用跑的去送信的。
And before there was no mailman, so they, in order for people to deliver letters, they needed to run.
他的日子比船快。
And they They are like the skiffs of reed.
他的日子啊，如急抓哈啊啊，如那个急落抓死的鹰啊。
Like an eagle swooping on the prey.
那是更快的哦。
That is even faster.
我看鹰会在天上，如果看到地上哦有那个小动物啊，鸡啊哈，还是小动物，兔子啊。
And so if we see an eagle fly in the sky and they see a chicken or a rabbit on the ground.
我们看那个 Discovery 哈，那个节目啊。
And we see the Discovery Channel.
那个鹰就从天上俯冲下来，就马上哈、哦、把那个啊、哦、猎物抓到了。
An eagle would immediately swoop down from the air and get the prey.
他说他的生命就好像那个鹰直冲下来，很快。
And he feels that his days are as swift as an eagle swooping on the prey.
好，二十七节到三十一节。
And 21 to 35.
他哀求哈、哦、啊、投诉无门呐、啊。
And in 27, he is sorrowful that he is not able to make his voice heard.
啊，九章二十七节。
Chapter 9, verse 27.
二十九节哈。
Sorry, 29.
我必被你定为罪，我何必徒然劳力呢
？I shall be condemned. Why then do I labor in vain?
所以哈，他。认定神就是认定他有罪。
And that is why he has come to the conclusion that God will condemn him for sure and say that he is with sin.
哦，虽然他认为他无辜。
Even though he felt that he was innocent.
但是神就是要定他有罪啊。
But God wanted to deem him as with sin.
所以他任何努力都是